Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Gossip Column. 10 minutes of who is going where in January. First up again, it's Chelsea. They seem to be opening every episode and today is no different. Although the striker they're going for is different. It's Edinson Cavani. 50 million is the bid they're meant to be making according to the Sunday Express. They're not going to get a great return in terms of investment and sell-on value, are they? But I don't think it really matters for a club like Chelsea because all they need is goals. I know Morata scored yesterday in a cup win against Nottingham Forest, but at the same time, it was Nottingham Forest and he did miss an absolute howler, albeit it was offside, but the point still stands. So if they could get Cavani, it would be a good move. I mean, this is a man who is almost like a Monday Andy Cole in the sense that he needs about 5 strikes to get 1 goal, but it's better than what Chelsea have got at the moment. So that could work out quite well. Staying in London now, and Arsenal, I mentioned about Denis Suarez yesterday. They've reportedly opened talks with a view to sign the midfielder, the 24-year-old. Whether it's Arsenal's top priority, probably not, for the reason being that Unai Emery would rather, well, not rather, but would also like to sign a defender and a winger. So, you know, it's probably not top of the shopping list, but if they do get him, I guess it would be a welcome addition also, but again, not quite what they need as a top priority. Fulham, they need a forward, and, they don't really need a forward. They've got good forwards, they probably need a defender, but they want to add a forward. They're going to go for Divock Origi, according to The Sun on Sunday. 15 million for the Belgium international, which I guess is about the market rate for a striker when you consider that Dominic Solanke moved for more to Bournemouth. That was, what, 18, 19 million or so. So, yeah, I think that would be about par. Liverpool obviously feel they've got enough stocked up front at the moment, especially as they're top of the Premier League. And this is one player, I know he scored in the Merseyside Derby, so his contribution there was a huge one, especially as he got all 3 points for them. But at the same time, I think if he did move, it wouldn't be the end of the world for Liverpool either. I don't know if that's because Liverpool actually might be eyeing up getting someone else in, but probably more less than likely on that one. So, if he moves to Fulham, I guess it'd be a good move for them. Bournemouth, they're going to try and do their very best to keep hold of Callum Wilson. Callum Wilson, obviously, will now have to make a decision. Obviously, it's not really him pushing for a move, but do you want to be your first choice striker for Bournemouth? You know, have a chance of sort of getting goals most weeks, or do you want to be playing for Chelsea and worrying about when exactly you're going to get game time? Although, if we go back to our original point in this episode, Chelsea do need a forward, so it might be Wilson's knocking on the door sooner rather than later. Cesc Fabregas, he said his goodbye. The Monaco move has been on and off, but it seems like it's on again. We saw him sort of give a tearful farewell at Stamford Bridge yesterday, and it looks very much so that he'll be going to Monaco in the next couple of days. One man who might be coming to the Premier League, but not quite in January, is Diego Godin, for the simple reason that he's refused to sign a new contract, so that's got a lot of Premier League clubs on red alert, red being a the key colour here, because you've got Man United and Arsenal as the two clubs who are in the front running to get his signature for the Uruguayan. I mean, it'd be an excellent signing if they could get the 32-year-old blood and thunder defender, something that they probably both clubs do need. And, you know, it's now going to be a sort of race to see where he puts pen to paper. I mean, he could still sign for Atletico Madrid. You know, let's not forget that. It's not an actual sort of done deal that he's going to be leaving the Spanish capital at the end of the season. But, you know, who knows? There's still plenty of time for that one to unfold. And where else are we going now? Manchester United former managers. Yes, not quite transfer gossip. But Jose Mourinho has revealed he's turned down the Benfica job after the Portuguese club sacked Rui Vitória in the week. For Mourinho, it's probably, I don't want to say a step down, but I mean, he could still probably squeeze out one or two top-level European jobs before he goes back to Portugal. The likes of PSG or Bayern Munich would probably still be willing to take him on as a manager should the opportunity arise. So I think Mourinho's hedging his bets for the summer just to see if anything comes around in that avenue. And David Moyes, not quite being linked with the likes of Benfica or Bayern Munich, he's interested in the Stoke job, which, considering Gary Rowett's not actually out of the job, is a little bit naughty. But didn't that happen before with when David Moyes was in the job? Yes, when the West Ham job was in question under Slaven Bilic, Moyes was sharking around. So he does have a habit of sort of sniffing out potential jobs and thinking, yes, I'll have that. And I think that's a bit unfair because it puts pressure on the manager who's in charge at that current time. So a bit naughty from Moyes, but I guess when you're sort of just sitting at home watching Soccer Saturday each week, you want to get back in the game, don't you? So we'll see. Inter Milan, they've had talks with Sampdoria over 22-year-old defender Joachim Andersen, who's been linked with Tottenham. I mean, everyone's been linked with Tottenham, so, I mean, take that with a pinch of salt. I wouldn't get your hopes up too much if you're a Tottenham fan. Where else shall we go now? West Ham, they're planning a bid for 31-year-old Italy midfielder who plays for Inter Milan, Antonio Candreva. He was often linked with Chelsea when Chelsea were managed by Antonio Conte. So, you know, he's a decent player, but do they really need a 31-year-old wide midfielder? I mean, what would he really add to what West Ham have already got? Probably, well, I don't know. It's hard to sort of say, really. I mean, I don't think he's a necessity for West Ham. I think, like I said the other day, West Ham just need to keep their players fit more than anything else. Maybe they need new physio. Where should we go now? Bayern Munich, they're set to sign 20-year-old United States defender Chris Richards, who's already on loan at the Bundesliga side for an additional £1.2 million from FC Dallas. So, you know, it's not a bank-busting deal. I think, again, like, it seems to be American and English footballers are very much in vogue, aren't they, in German football. So, I mean, whether he actually breaks through and becomes a legend at Bayern Munich, we'll have to wait and see, because a lot of Americans have tested their water in their German football and not quite hit the heights of a Pulisic. So for every Pulisic, there is a Landon Donovan, so to speak. So time will tell. Everton, they're tracking Italian defender Gianluca Mancini. No relation to Roberto, I don't think. With a view to making a bid at the end of the season. So I guess no need to get too excited there. Everton fans, West Brom. And Darren Moore is confident that their 18-year-old midfielder Raheem Harper, who's out of contract at the end of the season, will sign a new deal. Again, only time will tell on that front. And that really is about it, to be honest. Not a full wedge of gossip today. Not real back page super headlines. But, you know, news is news. And without that, I wouldn't have an episode. So it just gives me plenty of time to say that sign up to Loserpool, loserpool.com, create an account, £1,000 prize pool. Gets back up and running this weekend. I've also have the next episode of the Real Football Cast coming out on Tuesday. Before that, though, you can listen to episode 22, which is the New Year's wish list, which just runs through each of the 20 teams and what they need in the new year. And I think that really is about it. So a relatively shorter episode, about 8 minutes or so. No complaints there. Just leaves me to say that my name's Dan Tracy. This is the Real Football Cast in association with Loserpool. And until tomorrow, probably, or if not Tuesday, goodbye.